Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1115. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Deliv Ben Rebbe Aaron Zisel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And Le'ilei Nishmas Al Techaya Bas Avi Yoina. Getting back to our Manu Malacha of Tzad, trapping. Okay, so I want to go through a little bit from the Sefer Shana Alachis, which is was written by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. It's basically a short version of the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah, Ber Alach, and everything together, a little bit from his uncle also, the Chazon Ish, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Okay, so be it as it may, he starts off. Our Simen, by the way, is Simen Shin Tes Zayin. And Shin Tes Zayin in Hilchas Shabbos talks about all the various different halachas of Tzeda, trapping. Okay. So he starts off in the beginning. He does the Sefer Shein Halach. He says in Aleph, he says a Paris Mitzuda. Again, this is it's packed together from everything, you know, from Mechaber Ramah. It's just trying to put it together with the Klolim and so on. A Paris Mitzuda of Shas Perisasei Nichnasa Hachaya L'Seicha. Somebody puts out a trap, right? You put out a trap, fine. I want to trap an animal, and at the time that I'm putting out the trap, the animal runs in and it gets trapped. Oh. So what is that? Is that considered trapping? I didn't do anything. I didn't grab the animal. I didn't lock a door or anything like that. No, I set a trap. Animal ran in. As I'm putting it down, boom! It's chayiv chatov. Chayiv chatov. The person will be chayiv chatov. That's a deraisa of tzeda trapping. Okay, but let's say I put down the trap and I don't know, an hour later the animal runs in. So avol im nichnasa achakach l'seicha. 1 hour later the animal runs in. I put down the trap on Shabbos. Yeah. No animal, that's it. An hour later, animal runs in, so it's potter avolasa. That's the drabanan. Oh, so we see right away that one is not allowed to put down traps on Shabbos. How does this apply to us? I'm not interested in trapping any deers. I'm not interested in trapping any animals. What kind of traps am I putting down for animals? But we know there's something called a mouse trap, right? Many people use a mouse trap. There's other type of traps also that people use, but a mouse trap is a very popular type of a trap. So he says straight up, bringing from the Mishnah Berurah and so on, that lochein yesh li zohar shaloi lahamid b'shabes hamitzuda lotzud boi achbarim. One has to be very careful not to put down mouse traps on Shabbos. Now, if the mouse trap, why? Because there's a gezeira. When first we're not allowed to do it, it's asim midrabanan. But it's a gezeira. Why? Because the mouse might run in at the time person's putting it down, and that will be asim min ha-Torah. But putting it down is a gezeira midrabanan. Now, putting it down before Shabbos is not the issue. Let's say I put down a mouse trap Friday, so the mouse ran in on during Shabbos. So that has nothing to do with what I did. I did an act that's allowed to be done. The question is, the problem is putting it down on Shabbos. That's what he says. Lachen yesh lizorosh lelahamid b'Shabbos hamitzuda lotzot boi achvarim. Not to put down mouse traps on Shabbos. Okay, so now he brings out another case. There's a Sefer Shein Halachas, which is actually brought in the Shulchan Aruch. He says like this: Hamashasa kelevacha chaya b'Shabbos. Somebody many times have a person they used to have the farmers or the trappers or however you want the hunters actually, that's the right word. They set out they have these dogs that are trained to capture a deer or whatever the case is. So they set out this dog, right, to go and catch the deer. So im asa, and they do it on Shabbos, let's say. For example, this is the case. Im asa maisa kigoyin shabarach. So now the dog is chasing the deer, right? Kigoyin shabarach. Now, again, everybody's thinking, well, I'm not sending out any dogs to catch deers or any other type of animal. What is this going to apply to me? What's the practical application? But again, right now we're trying to set up the klolim, the categories basically, and how, what are the ins and outs of the malacha of tzeda, trapping. We see so far, as far as regular traps go, that's pretty much a straight up deal. That's why we don't put down mice traps on Shabbos itself. But now the other case is, so the person, good, they set out the dog, and now what happens is, kigoyin shebarach hatzvi, me'akalav haya oyev v'yogeya. And let's say the person does some sort of an action in a way that the deer gets worn out, that the deer gets tired and worn out, or any other animal that this dog is chasing after. And whatever, the person is doing some sort of an action to make the dog capture the deer quicker. Right? That ad shehigia hakelav usafasai, and the the person again does some sort of a trickery or some sort of a action to make the deer tire out, or that the dog catches it, now the dog catches the deer, is chayiv. So the question is over here, what's going on? Why am I chayiv? Maybe I wore out the deer, or maybe I blocked the deer from running away, or whatever it is, but I myself did not capture the deer. The dog captured the deer, so Shekain, he tells us that the Shoin Allah, Shekain Derech Atzayadim, this is the Derech of the hunters. This is, in other words, the point is we're saying over here is that this is the normal way. If it's a normal way, in general, most malachas, anyways, if we show that it's the normal way of doing a certain thing, then a person would be chayiv. So this is the normal way that hunters trap these deers or any other animal. I'm saying deer, but it could be anything whereby the dog is these specially trained dogs that run after the deer or run after the animal and they capture it. So when the person does some sort of an action, whether tiring out the animal so that the dog could capture it, or does some trickery thing or closes something so that the dog could capture it quicker, the person would pop, mamash, you're talking about chiyav chatas. Why? Because this is the regular way of trapping. This is the way that hunters usually trap. Oh, so now the question is, so he says further, v'mloy osam ha'isaklal. Good, I didn't do anything. I sat in my chair and that's it. But what did I do? Rak she saw es hakelev, hakelev. The first I let the dog, to go get the, I let the dog go get the deer to capture this animal. So I'll have the animal. So havet seida midrabanan. This is also midrabanan. I didn't do anything. But lamaisa, I did an action to let the dog go get the animal. And he finishes off, even if I go afterwards, it's good, the dog caught the animal, right? Now I have the deer or whatever, the dog had caught the deer, and now I go ahead and take the animal from the dog, I still wouldn't be chayv, it will still be aser midrabanan, because the capturing action was already done. Okay, so lemaisa, just to sum up from today's shiur, what do we have? That the second thing which we spoke about, It's not lemaisa. Nobody's setting dogs after animals in general on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch, they bring down also not even to do it during the week. We're not going to get into that right now. It's the question of Moshe Avleitzim, whatever. Be it as it may, what we're seeing right now, if the capturing is done in the regular way that this item is, this animal is captured in the regular derech, like we see, this dog, when the dog chases after the animal, so then the person would be chayiv, even though they did not actually catch the animal themselves and the dog caught the animal. Okay. And then we also saw from today's shiur in reference to setting down traps. A person wants to set down different type of traps. One has to be careful not to do that on Shabbos. You have other type of traps also. You have, we'll talk about, you have bug traps. Sometimes people hang up these bug type of things also. These are all these various different type of animal trap, bug traps. These are running into a problem. Putting it out, Bechlal is running into the Isser Midrabanan. And if the animal or whatever it is runs, jumps onto it, as the person's putting it out, so then you're dealing with a problem of a deraisa. So one has to be careful in these inyanim. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tov.